Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpkin, yummy, pumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Anita get revenge on her man Wes, say aye.
Aye.
Anita, great morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Hopefully I'm going to be better in a little bit.
Literally, we have a note. Wake up early for Anita. We're here. How can we help you get revenge on your man Wes?
So my husband, he's so great, except when we go to sleep. We have kind of different routines. So I take a while to fall asleep, and I like to listen to music to kind of, you know, chill out. And Wes, unfortunately, can't fall asleep unless it's totally silent. Okay?
Same.
So obviously, we had a compromise. And so what I did is I have AirPods, and I just listen to those when I sleep.
Okay.
So for the most part, that's been great, except that he's been sort of annoyed by it lately because, you know, I guess sometimes he wants a little, you know, loving before sleep.
Yeah, he wants that.
and I'm already, like, in la-la land. So
really? You don't want to give up that if he wants that?
Oh, my God. What?
Well, if he wants me to go to sleep at some point, I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to get on the.
Tell me ahead of time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So anyway, so the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
I woke up and I only had one. So
only had one
I only had one AirPod in my
ears. Oh, I was like, what's that?
One man?
Yes.
You usually got two? Okay.
But every once in a while, you know, one will fall out. Usually it's right on the pillow. But on Thursday, I could not find the other one to save my life. So I kept looking for it. Couldn't find it. Finally got ready for work. And I'm like all dressed and ready to go. So I asked Wes to help me find it. And he reminded me that there's that app, you know, find my AirPod on my phone. So I did it.
And it can either find the location or it can make it do like a beep. So you can find it somewhere, wherever it's hiding.
Exactly.
So that's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he made it beep, but this is so embarrassing, but somehow he convinced me that the sound was coming from my stomach.
What?
I know that's crazy.
What?
Wait, but, what?
Well, because it was coming from near my stomach. So he convinced me that I swallowed my AirPod in my sleep.
Wait. I'm so confused. He convinced you that you swallowed an AirPod while you slept.
Right. Well, have you ever slept with, like, a mouth guard and then you can't find it in the morning and you're, like, you get nervous that you swallowed it? So,
girl.
The AirPods are just little things. So I thought, you know, it's possible that maybe I know.
Wait, but why did you think it was in your stomach?
Because that's where the beep sounded like it was coming from.
From your stomach?
Yeah. And we couldn't find it anywhere. It was definitely, like, on me. So anyway, I canceled my whole day. I went to the ER, which obviously is expensive.
You went to the ER?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand how this works. So you use the app like what? On like a laptop or your phone or something like that? And it just beeped and the beep was coming from your stomach?
That's what it sounded like, yeah.
Okay.
And the locator was definitely on me.
Okay.
You know.
So you freak out and you really think, okay, so beep is coming from your stomach. You go to the ER. What happens?
Right. So I cancel my whole day because I'm at the ER the whole day. So the doctors actually find that the AirPod, that Wes actually taped it to the inside of my coat. So I didn't see it, but it was on me. I couldn't feel it, but that's where it like sounded and, you know, looked like it was coming from.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's ridiculous.
So it was a prank.
Yeah, of course it was a prank.
Oh, my God.
So he intentionally taped the AirPod onto a coat that, what, you always wear or something?
Right. That he knew that I would put on for work. In fact, he helped me on with my coat.
Of course he did.
Oh, the setup was real.
Wow.
What?
And you find this out at the hospital?
Yeah, well, the nurses and doctors are all in hysterics laughing at me.
Oh, my God.
That Have is you ever been there when they're, like, bringing in all of their interns? Like, hey, you got to see this? That's what happened.
Imagine your insurance bill. Well, I thought I swallowed an AirPod, and that's why I need you guys to pay for my $1,000 ER bill.
Oh, God.
He just thinks he's funny. not always that funny.
That bill ain't gonna be funny.
No, it sure isn't.
I know where you can stick that other AirPod up. Listen, man, all in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye!
How many seconds we're going to give Anita?
201.
We're going to give you 201 seconds to convince and coax your man into baby talking to you, okay, Anita?
No problem.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Ew. The way she said that, yes. All the time.
Oh, my God.
This should be easy then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Anita's cupcake call up next. Morning Mess. Morning Mess is back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Anita, who needs revenge in the worst way. Not only did her man prank her, embarrass her, she got a big old hospital bill that she got to pay. Anita, so your man made you think that you swallowed an AirPod while you were sleeping?
Yes. Embarrassing as that is true.
So what exactly did he do?
So when I woke up in the morning, because I sleep with them in my ears, one was missing, and I looked for it everywhere. I got all dressed for work, and then when we eventually used the app to find it, it sounded like the beep was coming from my stomach. But it turned out that he had taped it to the inside of my coat.
Oh my God.
So that I would think it was coming from my stomach. So he set this whole thing up and then screwed me out of an entire day of work and having to go to the ER and getting laughed at by everybody. So,
God.
We have to get him back.
Is he a prankster? Does he pull pranks on this? Because this is really elaborate.
Yes.
He does, but never one that's cost me this much in time and money.
And embarrassment. Girl, that is too much. I would never. You can't go back to the hospital now.
Well, that's going to be my point, so we'll see.
All right, how many seconds are we going to give her?
201.
We're going to give you 201 seconds to convince and coax your hubby into baby talking to you, which should be easy to embarrass him live on the radio because you said you guys baby talk all the time.
I don't even realize we're doing it, but we do it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like that with my boyfriend. Like, we'll just start talking like little voices.
Prove it.
Calling Carla's boyfriend up next. All right, let's give him a call. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Hey, I'm not feeling good. My stomach is killing me right now. I really don't feel good, and I want to kind of go to the doctor, but I can't. I'm so embarrassed about going to the doctor after the last time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you just need to, like, just rest a little bit. Just, like, find a place to lie down or take the afternoon off or something. Yeah.
My boss will kill me. But I don't know. I'm worried because my stomach really, really hurts. But, you know, I can't take another day off because my boss is, like, so confused about what happened the last time.
Oh, I'm sorry. What can I do for you? Can I help you? Do you want me to come, down there and yell at your boss for you?
Yeah.
Demand that he give you the day off?
Yeah. I would love that. You come down here, you yell at my boss for me, you take care of me.
Yeah, I'll take care of you. Sure. Yeah, I'll come down there, storm in the office, I'll go up to Ted, dummy Ted. I'll tell him off.
Yeah, what are you going to tell him?
I'll say, you big fat Ted, you leave my wifey alone. Because she's the best person in the whole world. Best person who ever worked for you. And then I'm going to get tough, baby. Then I'm going to be all tough, and I'll be like, baby, oh, you don't know my baby. She got the moves, and she the illest, sickest person this side of the Mississippi.
I'm getting a cavity listening to this.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait, hello?
Yeah, Wes, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
I don't believe it. Are you kidding me?
No, not kidding you. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Call!
Yeah!
Anita, you want to explain to him why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Hi, baby. Sorry, I had to do it. Because you embarrassed me so badly with me thinking I swallowed my AirPod. I mean, come on. I had to get you back for that. I love you.
So much worse. I love you too, but what the f***? I don't want to be on. Take me off.
Ooh, he's a stuttering madman.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.